My name is Alyssa Patrick, and this is my story. My story is going to include a little bit about my mentee, and I wanted to just be clear that this is not her story, or I don't want to try and tell her story. I'm just telling how my experience with her has taught me something. So about a year after I moved to Seattle, I started my second apartment search with one of my friends, and I wasn't excited about this experience. I knew that it's hard to find affordable apartments and in a neighborhood I wanted to live in where I would get to do the things I want to do and be close to work and all of those sorts of things. So I went into this feeling a little bad for myself, and it took 4 to 6 months, but I did finally find something with my friend that worked out, a great apartment in a pretty good location. And right about the time I found that apartment, I found out that my mentee, who I had been paired with for about 6 months also, was going to have to move. And I didn't understand all of the situations, but they weren't able to find an apartment in the amount of time in which they needed to move out of their current living situation. So I watched her, and because I was visiting her several times a month, I watched her move 30 minutes away from where she was going to school and to live with an aunt. And then I watched her move 45 minutes away from where she was going to school to be in some temporary housing. And when I would see her, I would help her go to some of the places she needed to go to pick up clothes from an uncle's house or her school supplies somewhere, pick up her sister from a friend's house. That was something I experienced only a couple times a month, and I wasn't having to take the more than an hour bus ride. So through that experience, my situation in Seattle became completely different, and my search for my apartment became completely different and irrelevant and not inconvenient in a way that mattered anymore. I began to see some of these conversations that I've been hearing in Seattle from the position that I have also where I work, and by the people that were being impacted by traffic and housing affordability for ways that didn't make their lives harder necessarily, but just more inconvenient. And it shifted my perspective on where I was in Seattle and what I want to do and what my place is to try and actually help the right people be in those conversations and make the changes that need to happen. For the Seattle Globalist, I'm Alyssa.